Live from the studios of Highest Praise Productions on St. Simon's Island, Georgia, this is Fred McKinnon with the Highest Praise Worship Podcast, bringing you new songs of praise, new songs of worship, resources, and encouragement for your worshiping lifestyle. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode number 20 of the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. It has been a while. Been quite a while, but it's glad to be back in the saddle. Welcome. Got some great music for you. Hey, how do you like that new intro? How do you like that new bumper? Isn't that a rockin' groove we hear right there? That's an awesome guitar riff, drum groove. It comes off track 3 of Calvary Chapel Jupiter's album. That song's called Alive. I want to give a big shout out to Jeff there at Calvary Chapel in Jupiter, Florida, for giving me permission to take the first 8 bars of that tune, Alive, track 3 on their record, and sampling it and looping it to use it here for a while as the intro music and the outro bumper for the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. So good to have you guys here. I want to invite everybody listening to the show. Check out the show notes at highestpraise.com/podcast. We're going to jump right into the first song. We're speaking of Calvary Chapel Church in Jupiter, Florida. Jeff, the worship guy there, they've just released a brand new album, and you can check it out at ccjworship.com. That's ccjworship.com. And this opening song's called Praise. They have that song for free, and the lead sheet's on their site at ccjworship.com. We'll have links to that in our show notes. So let's kick off today's episode with the first track off the Unchanging album, brand new worship album from Calvary Chapel in Jupiter, Florida. This is Praise.
An adequate song could never be sung, but Lord, we will praise you, singing out words, although no song could ever contain you. This is me telling you I love you. This is me singing you are worthy. Contain you. This is me telling you I love you. This is me singing you I worship. His glory forever remains. So praise His name. Praise His name. His glory forever remains. So praise His name. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness, Lord.
Awesome, Jeff, the worship guy at Calvary Chapel in Jupiter, Florida. Be sure and check that out at ccjworship.com. You can get that song, Praise, for free, the lead sheet for free while you're there. Be sure and pick up their brand new album, Unchanging, from Calvary Chapel in Jupiter, Florida. You know, I don't know about you guys, but as a worship leader, I'm always trying to find a good upbeat song, a great kickoff song to bring the people into, a song of celebration, a song of praise. And I tend to find a whole lot more slow songs. And as a writer, I tend to write more slow songs. But we found a winner and a very upbeat, fun song. And this one is My Savior Lives. It comes off the New Life CD, New Life Worship CD from New Life Church in Colorado. And this powerful new album, it combines the talents of Ross Parsley with Desperation band members like Glenn Packlum, Jared Anderson, and John Egan. These are the guys that brought us Amazed, I Am Free, Rescue. So this is an incredible song, My Savior Lives. You're going to love it. It's off the New Life Worship CD, My Savior Lives. And I want to give a great big shout out of appreciation to verticalmusic.com and the guys there at Vertical Music and Integrity. This is one of the major record labels, and I have to be honest, it's very difficult to communicate with the major labels and get any kind of permission to podcast their material because of all the copyright issues. And you know, this podcast, we're just trying to help you guys. We're trying to give you some great material. We're trying to spread the word about songs that are working in churches, expose you, yes, to maybe some major label songs, but also to some independent songs that you may not have heard elsewhere. Typically, we just don't even get a response, or we just get no, 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 no from all the major record labels. I'd like to see that change, but I want to say the guys at Integrity Music and Vertical Music always meet us where we are. They're always gracious. They're always willing to help. And they're doing a great job serving the church, serving the kingdom of God by giving us some great music. And I know you'll feel that way about this hot song, My Savior Lives. Again, it's off the My Savior Lives CD from New Life Worship. You can get it at verticalmusic.com.
We'll be right back. it out.
My Savior lives. My Savior lives. My
See what I mean? I tell you what, if you can't get excited about praising God with a song like that, you better check your pulse, put on a heart monitor, make sure you're still alive. That's an awesome song. We've already been doing this in our church. Our youth group loves it. We've introduced it in our corporate main adult auditorium. Going to be doing that a lot more this fall. Thanks a lot to you guys for just being obedient to write that out and produce and record that for us. My Savior Lives. I want to talk a little bit about resources today. We've got some awesome resources to talk about. We talked about this on the last podcast. As you know, a couple of months ago, we at Highest Praise Productions launched a new site called theworshipcommunity.com. Theworshipcommunity.com is a place for you, lovers of worship music, lovers of worship and God and Jesus. It's especially targeted to those that are involved in worship leadership and worship ministry. Whether you're a worship leader, a music minister, a choir director, you play on the worship team, you sing on the worship team, and then you're involved in technology for worship. Maybe you operate the PowerPoint or Media Shout, Easy Worship, Pro Presenter. Maybe you run the lighting. Maybe you're the audio guy. Maybe you mix the monitors. All of that stuff, we love talking about it. It's all at theworshipcommunity.com. It's a forums-based community, and you just visit over at theworshipcommunity.com. If you've never been before, you can scroll through. You can read threads and discussions and see what people are saying. Then just click the register button and sign up. Give yourself a user ID and a password, and jump into the conversation. You can be a lurker if you like, but we hope that you'll come out of hiding and post your own thoughts, your own comments to the questions and discussions that have already been posed. Or maybe you've got a question that you'd like to ask, and you'd like to just create your own new topic. Well, you go for it. You know, I've used it several times. It's a real blessing to me. Often we have a theme for a Sunday, and I'm stumped on which songs to sing. And so I'll go to theworshipcommunity.com, and I'll post a message. Oh, it'll say something like, hey guys, we're having Missions Sunday coming up next week, and I'm really at a loss at some great material to use to enforce that message. And by the end of the day, 2 or 3 days later, I've got responses from worship people all over the world that are saying, hey, how about this song? How about this song? It's a great tool that's helped me a lot. I know the technology questions there. People are getting answers to all their questions about in-ear monitors and Aviom's and how to mix, how to do lighting. It's a great resource, and I want you to check that out. I'd also invite you to check out my personal blog, fredmckinnon.com. That's F-R-E-D-M-C-K-I-N-N-O-N. I made a pretty substantial announcement this week on my blog, and you can check that out. For the last 10-plus years, I've owned a web hosting company, HPP Christian Hosting, And I'm happy to say that company was acquired this week. That was a huge responsibility. It was a huge level of commitment for me. And that's been lifted off my shoulders now, which is going to free up a lot more time, you guessed it, for podcast. Want to do some more podcast and really focus in on my position and my role at St. Simon's Community Church as the worship director there. Speaking of St. Simon's Community Church, that's another resource I'd like to tell you about. Check out our website, sscommunitychurch.com. Our pastor, David Yarborough, recently did a four-week series called Wired for Worship. It's an incredible teaching on worship in the church, and it's available for free on our podcast. So go to sscommunitychurch.com and then go to the media area, and you'll be able to find that teaching on worship, and I believe you'll really be blessed by it. As we wrap up today's shows, I want to tell you about one other great resource. A new site recently has launched, and it's called worshipspice.com. I've been in a lot of talks and discussion with Darren, the manager there. You might have heard of Sermon Spice. A lot of you have used the videos and loops that you get at sermonspice.com. Well, worshipspice.com is a part of that family, and they're offering music, worship music. You can get lead sheets and downloads. You can actually become someone that submits your own music there. But our last song is featured as the free song at worshipspice.com this week. This song is by a worship artist named John Shabaglian. Shabaglian, that is S-H-A-B-A-G-L-I-A-N. We'll have links to John's website on our show notes at highestpraise.com/podcast. But this is, I stand amazed. I think you'll really appreciate and enjoy this song. And then go on over to worshipspice.com where you can sign up for free and get this song for free and the lead sheet for free. It is this month's free song at worshipspice.com. So get it while it lasts. Check it out, worshipspice.com. This is I Stand Amazed by John Shabaglian.
Justice and your grace, your robe is created with stars. You conquered death with your scars. Your love has released me to sing, and it wells in my soul like a spring. So with all of my with all of my mind, I'll glorify. 'Cause I know if I don't cry, the rocks beside me will. That the Lord is enthroned with glory. Stand amazed. So with all understand of me.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap for today's episode of the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to show number 20. Got some more exciting shows down the road coming out soon. Thanks again for your prayers. We want to hear from you. If you are a listener, how about going to highestpraise.com/podcast, letting us know who you are, where you're listening, and we hope to see you on the forums at theworshipcommunity.com. Check it out. Again, invite you to my blog, fredmckinnon.com. I blog almost daily there about worship leading, life, leadership. Love to hear from you. Hope you're subscribed through iTunes. If you're on iTunes, how about going over there and leaving us a rating and a comment for the Highest Praise Worship Podcast? While you're at it, check out another great worship podcast, the All About Worship Podcast from Wisdom Moon in Atlanta. That's allaboutworshippodcast.com. Another great resource. Check it out. More on that later. Until then, God bless you so much. Thanks for tuning in.